When driving in the Australian bush and you see a kangaroo on the road, all the old farmers used to tell me that it's not the one you see that will get you, it's the one you don't see. So is life just a random set of coincidences? I believe that life is more than just getting by.
I'm Richard Fox and this is Messages of Hope. When disaster strikes, how do you make sense of it? Sometimes it seems too hard to understand. Sometimes there is no rhyme or reason to it. Sometimes it just seems unfair. Have you ever experienced a tragedy? Maybe a car accident, an injury at work, or the sudden death of someone you love? It can be very difficult to go through a disaster. It can seem almost impossible. Our guest today is John Henderson. He'll be talking about a tragedy that was close to him. He shares his insights and how there can be hope.
Do you remember those childhood holidays? Everyone crammed into the car, hot, sticky vinyl seats, baking hot summer days, feeling uncomfortable and a little bit ill. Back in about 1965, my family and I set off on an outing just like that. We were going from Sydney to Patonga for the Easter weekend, but at the time the F3 freeway was under construction and the traffic was very heavy, and we got caught in it. After hours of sitting in the hot sun, my dad got frustrated with it, and he turned the car round, bumping over the median strip, to go back home. It had taken 4 or 5 hours to get out, and we were home in 20 minutes. That was around the time, even possibly the same weekend, that workers on the new freeway accidentally pushed a large boulder from a sandstone cliff. It tumbled down on top of a car stuck in traffic on the old highway. It flattened the car and killed a family of four. I remember thinking it was terribly sad and how that could easily have been us if my dad had kept on going. That Easter weekend, that family did not go out looking for a boulder. They went out looking to have a good Easter holiday. They watched the traffic. They followed the rules. They did all the right thing. But stuck there that day, the boulder got them. Is that fair? No, it's not fair. But it happened. There was no going back on that, not for the family, and not for the construction workers who made the boulder fall. All those lives were ended or changed irreparably. What about you? Are there times when you feel like that? It's not fair.
If you're trying to make sense of a time life didn't seem fair to you, I'll be offering you a free gift later in the program that offers support and understanding. Stay tuned as John shares what has helped him make sense of tragedy.
When something has changed, something monumental, there's just no going back on it. Whatever it is, whatever has happened, it will live with you for the rest of your days. But even after that weekend, when we narrowly missed that boulder, I'm still here to tell the story, and you are too. During those years, who knows what narrow escapes we've had. Sometimes the things that miss us are obvious, other times they're not. We don't even know how narrow our escape was. So is life just a random set of coincidences? As a Christian, I don't think that's the case. The musician Nick Cave performed a famous song, well known in Australia, that begins with the line, "I don't believe in an interventionist God." As the song goes on, it turns out, in fact, that the singer really does believe in an interventionist God, especially when it comes to the affairs of his heart. His song is, in effect, a prayer to the God in whom he says he doesn't believe. And he prays for the sake of his darling, his beloved, whom he loves so much. And in the song, we discover that love changes the equation of life.
If you've experienced a tragedy and found a way to get through it, share it with us on our Facebook page at Messages of Hope. We'd love to hear it, and sharing your story can inspire others. Back to John.
Our human passions, our love, and the need to find meaning in those things have not changed so much in thousands of years. It's not possible for us to live very long in the sheer agony of randomness. That leads to despair. Even the ecstasies of love cannot be sustained, and they exhaust us when we give ourselves fully to them. Mostly we live our lives somewhere in the middle. That means finding the balance to survive, the determination to carry on, and something to give us hope that it's all worthwhile. So what is it that gets us up in the morning? Why do we bother? Something has to motivate us. Something that requires more explanation than just random chance. Now for me, I believe there is a God who loves us. And I believe that life is more than just getting by. I believe that God is personally interested in you and in me, and not because of who we are. We do nothing to attract God to us. We can't even see him. We're blind to God. We struggle to even admit that God is there. We are only able to guess at where he's involved in the world and in my life. But there is one place where all that changes, and that place is called Golgotha. It is literally the place where Jesus Christ is killed. In that place and at that time, I believe God was totally for me. God made a choice, and that was to enter our world, take our place, and die. This was a passionate act, done by a passionate God, who cared enough not to wipe me out of existence and reset the universe as though I had never been here, but who took the trouble and the care to give me a second chance. And was that fair? Was there justice for him? No. Could it happen again, this injustice? Yes, and it does. But you know, despite that, God's love doesn't stop. He keeps on keeping on. He presents us with his love over and over and over again. All he asks is that finally we stop and listen. All he asks is that we can step aside from our cares and worries and hear his promise. Because he does everything, we do nothing.
If you've ever wondered where God is when a tragedy strikes, contact us for the free booklet, Where's God in All This? You can order Where's God in All This by calling 1-800 353 350. That's 1-800 353 350. Or go to messagesofhope.org.au to order or download your free copy. That's messagesofhope.org.au. Back to John.
Heaven and earth come together in Jesus Christ. Life begins to make sense. All the stuff everyone else tells me about my performance, how good or bad I've been, is laid aside. He gets rid of it. It's done. And when I look forward to my life now, I can look back and I can see Jesus. And if I look ahead, I find him there as well, ready and waiting for me. And that's the way it is for me. Interventionist or not, I do believe in a God who loves me, regardless. And that God is involved, not remote. That God cares, and that God is prepared to go all the way with me, even until I die, just as Jesus did. Even then, that God does not abandon me. He goes with me into death. He identifies so closely with me that even when I forget that he is there, or deliberately act against him, he patiently waits, continues to go on the journey with me, and never, ever stops loving me. How can I possibly believe that? In the face of all that is wrong in the world, and all that I certainly know is wrong in me, how can any one of us believe that? How can I believe anything that isn't backed by the scientific evidence and my reason that I'm trained into as a 21st century human being? Reason says it's all meaningless. Boulders fall and kill people, and it means nothing. Individual lives mean nothing, but we know that isn't true. You know it isn't. Perhaps, or even especially, because of your own life. I can only believe because even that is a gift from God. From the very beginning of faith to the end, I am totally in his hands. I don't give up my reason. I don't stop making sense of the world. I don't become less of a questioning, searching, frail and fragile human being. I don't believe everything I'm told, but I do believe in making a choice for the good, a choice for God. And that choice is there in Jesus. He makes it possible. He makes all the difference. So God's intervention doesn't happen at a distance. He loves us so much that he sent his Son to die for us. From utter despair, now there is hope. From loneliness, now there is belonging. From loss and pain and death and fear, now there is the warm comfort of knowing that all is in the hands of our loving God.
If you'd like to discover more about where God is when a tragedy strikes, contact us for the free booklet, Where's God in All This? You can order Where's God in All This by calling 1-800-353-350. That's 1-800-353-350. Or go to messagesofhope.org.au to order or download your free copy. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us next week for an amazing story of forgiveness between a father and a son.